on a commonage, you have three different types of people. You have what they call an active shareholder. That is the person who is probably grazing that commonage and using it for their Area 8 purpose for the single farm payment. You have an inactive shareholder who is a person who is not actually grazing the commonage but owns the commonage and is claiming it for single farm payment and Area 8. The third category is a dormant shareholder who is not either grazing it or using it for single farm purposes. Now, the department wants everybody on a commonage to come together and agree a minimum and a maximum number of sheep in each commonage. There's 1,308, I think, in Donegal in total. All of those commonages in Donegal will have a minimum and a maximum number of sheep that graze in those commonages. If you have three people agreeing out of four and one person comes along and says, well, I don't agree, the other three people could lose their single farm payment or the disadvantaged area. That is totally unacceptable as far as ICSA is concerned.
Is this one of these cases that might be better done via local agreement rather than by a formula which is, in a sense, imposed from Dublin?
This has to be done at local level, where there is agreement among each of the individuals involved. Because in a lot of, well, not in a lot of cases, but in certain cases I know that I'm aware of, there may not be agreement with the local farmers among themselves on the different commonages. And there might be, you know, disputes maybe going back generations and that kind of thing. That does happen, and that does happen in every section of society. But the first thing the department has to do is go back to the ground, talk to the people on the ground to see how this could possibly work, and then maybe come back with a different set of proposals.